لله رب العالمين ولا عقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله مولانا العلي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وأصحاب سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله with the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, we are in the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the presence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this blessed day of Jum'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shafa'at and the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَمُحَمَّدْ صَلَّىٰهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Your manners are great, your akhlaq are great, you are at the highest level of the character and akhlaq and manners and behavior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of whole universe, is admiring his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. So this tells that no doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the unique personality. That's why when some people came to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, hadith in Bukhari, that they asked that how were the akhlaq and the manners of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, Kana khuluqu al-Quran. Haven't you read the Quran? That if you want to see Quran in words, that is the holy book. And if you want to see Quran in practical form, in practical shape, that is the personality and character of Prophet Muhammad. So the practical form of Quran is Muhammad. That's what Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, she said that the practical form of Quran is Muhammad. And that also supports there was a Sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr bin Aas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was writing everything what he heard from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was writing it down and collecting all the blessings and information and hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some of the Sahaba, some of the people, they called it things, they told him, why do you write everything? Because it depends that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, it's not a formal meeting. It's informal meeting, and sometimes he is happy or sometimes he is unhappy. So why do you record everything? So you should not write everything. Or you should write on selected places. So he stopped writing anymore. So he was stopped writing. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he observed that this person who was writing everything before and now is not writing, so Prophet asked him, what happened? So he told that somebody said this, this, this. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uktub, wallahi ma kharaja minni illa al-haq. So he pointed out towards his mouth. He said, nothing comes out from my mouth, but that is the truth. I don't say anything wrong, whether I'm happy or whether I'm unhappy or whatever circumstances are. So this tells that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this unique personality to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So this uswa hasana, uswa kamila, the ideal and the great example in the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for everyone. Every person who is on this planet, they can get the guidance from the lifestyle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see that he had the some time in his life that was very tough time, a lot of hardship, problems, enmity, and hate, but he survived and he demonstrated utmost character and kindness and compassion and care and sacrifice and respect for others. And due to his extraordinary character and his akhlaq and his manners, his enemy, they also get Islam. And this character, this is not only when he proclaimed that he is prophet, even before that time, if you read his lifestyle before he proclaimed he is a prophet, we see that still he has a very attractive character. When the Quraysh rebuilt the Holy Kaaba, and now the tribal leaders, they are having disputes, and everybody is wishing to have this honor to put the Al-Hajrul Aswad on its place, the black stone. And you know that this is a common thing. It even today happens. Everybody wants to be the leader. However, it's an honor, but it doesn't mean that to gain some honor, you disrespect or you are unjust with others. As some people go to Holy Kaaba, and when they want to make tawaf and they want to kiss or touch the Hajrul Aswad, the black stone, so they push each other. It's not the right thing to do. The person is thinking he got the greatest blessing that he touched it. No, that's why our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made things very easily. When he came, he also touched it. One time when he made his tawaf, so he just did his tilam, just facing towards the black stone, and then he kissed it. Because the honor and respect of other Muslims is much more important. Not that you pushing someone in the Holy Kaaba, and then you got there and you touched it. No. That is just a stone. However, it's holy, it's blessed. The honor of Muslim is much more important. So, same thing, and these things happen when people do not have enough education. It's because of ignorance, because of jahiliyyah. So now every tribal leader is wishing and aggressive, I want to put black stone on its spot because it's a great honor. And they were about to have a fight. And when two tribal leaders are fighting, that means the whole community is involved with them. And then you can see a big fight, a big war is being started. So then finally they decided, why don't we take some time, and tomorrow early in the morning, the person who would enter from this eastern door of the Holy Kaaba, so we will make him hakam, a justice. So that person would have authority and he could do whatever he decides, we all would agree. And now all of them, they agreed, okay, it's a good suggestion. So that's he who would come early in the morning to Holy Kaaba. And this was the routine and the custom of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the first one who entered the Holy Kaaba, Masjid al-Haram. So the next day, when they observed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and they said, Ja al-Amin, Ja al-Sadiq. Sadiq and Amin, the most truthful person and the most trustworthy person came, and everybody was joyful and they were very happy, and nobody had a doubt at all, and nobody said anything. They said, we accept him, and he is an uncontroversial person. And now see the wisdom of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he could do his own. Just he take the stone and he can put it there, but he wanted to involve much more people in there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, put a piece of cloth on the floor and put the black stone, Al-Hajrul Aswad, on that piece of cloth, and then he told each tribal leader to hold it. And then all of them, they hold it and they lift it up, and now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hold it with his hand, and he put it where it is today, but where we can see it, next to the Kaaba. So you see, This is the time. It's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about 35 years old. You don't say he's a prophet, but you see his wisdom, his hikmah, his character. That how he saved the whole community. And how he unified and united the community. So this is the character, and that's why Allah said in Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And when he proclaimed that he is a prophet, since then, every day, every time, they are giving him hard time. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is tolerating everything. If he is praying, he is going to pray, so they used to throw the pebbles and stones and bushes on his way. And he didn't say anything. He tolerated everything. So this is the forgiveness and compassion of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he was praying in the Kaaba, and he went in sajda, prostration, and Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab, some kafir, what they did is somebody slaughtered an animal, camel, and he brought the stomach of that camel, all dust and dirt in there, and he put on the head of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you are in sajda, so you cannot come up when you have that much heaviest thing on your back. And they all, the kuffar and mushrikeen, they are making fun and laughing. And told Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she heard, she came and she put it away and she is cleaning the dirt from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make curse for these people. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua for them, who Allah gives them guidance. So he didn't curse upon them, so he's still making dua for them. So this is the character, and these are the akhlaq of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady, old lady, whenever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by her house, she every day she was collecting all the garbage and waiting on the roof of her house whenever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop by, pass by, so she would throw the all the garbage on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what she is doing every day. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never said a single word. Whenever he threw the garbage, he didn't say anything, he just walked. One day when he passed by, garbage was thrown on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped, and for a while he thought, what happened? The old lady is not at the roof. There might be something wrong. She might be sick. What's going on? So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stepped behind and he knocked the door, and she asked who? He said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because she was sick and she was very weak, he said, come in. So she didn't know that it's the same person that she's throwing the garbage every day on that person. So when she realized that who is the visitor, so she was scared that maybe he will take revenge. Because I did wrong to him every day. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he said, I thought that there might be something wrong with you. And if you need anything, I am just here to help you out. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought medication for her, food for her. He fetched water for her. And he cleaned her house. And when she had seen such a moral and character and kindness and compassion, she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So she was the bitter enemy of Islam, and just because of the character of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she accepted Islam. So that was the change, the revolution brought by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his conduct, by his behavior, by his compassion, by his tolerance, by his wisdom. And unfortunately, we made the same prophet, same personality as controversial. Instead of following his sunnah, instead of following or adopting his ways, the great values given by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in other cultures and Islamic cultures, the non-Islamic cultures, they believe that the values are made or formed by the community. Whatever society or community life you make, this is good, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. And that's why they do not have a constant culture or values. Their values are changed by the passage of time. But the Islamic concept is that the values are the things, the values are always making the societies and communities. Not the communities, the societies are making the values. So that's why we have the great values, and those great values, when we adopt them, we follow them, then we are going at the climax. So the great values are given to us by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are very famous incident, old lady who tied up her carriage, her stuffed baggage, too much burden. It seems that she wanted to move somewhere and she had some burden to carry on. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped by and he asked, do you need any help? She said, yes. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on his back her stuff. And then they reached at the point where she wanted to go outside the Makkah in a village. So now she wanted to say thank you, old lady. And you see that any person, especially the old ones, if you are favoring them, you are doing something good to them, they mostly give you a piece of advice. So now she is giving advice and she said, you seem to be a good person, a kind-hearted person. I want to advise you, beware of Muhammad. The person in our town, his name is Muhammad, and he is a magician, sahir. And anybody who meets him becomes his follower. So, and that's why I had a house in city, in Makkah, and I left my house and I came in this village because I don't want to see him and I don't want to be his follower. That's why I took my all stuff here and I'm going to stay here. I want to live here. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he said, you know, I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was surprised. She said, if you are Muhammad, then she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So why? Because she was listening what the propaganda was done in the town. That was the tone of media. And same thing happening today. The media or the literature, they are putting so much poison against the greatest personality on this planet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, that is their job. That is a negative thing. But on the other hand, our character is not projecting or highlighting the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many people, they said, when they read about the greatest qualities and character of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they wanted to see it in practical life, they cannot see in Muslim world in general. Because we are very far, we are very away from that level of character and moral and tolerance and wisdom and sacrifice and compassion and love and care, what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his believers and followers. So that's why it's need of time that we have to look upon our life. It's not only once in a year we celebrate Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that's it, our job is done. No, we have to see that what was the mission of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the teachings of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the seerah, a sunnah our character, our moral, our akhlaq of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to think that where we were last year and where we stand today. And if we start adopting the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely we'll bring a change. And I was meant about one of my teachers. He was also here. We are blessed that to have him here last year. So, when he was in UK, and I told them that he was on his way to another program, so at the road sideways, they had seen the car was stopped, and he said, stop, please, maybe they need some help. You know, this is not custom in America or UK or in Europe that if their car is broke or somebody had a trouble, so we never stop, we never care. Because we say it's heading. So the sheikh said, stop. And they stopped. And when they stopped, the sheikh said, go and find out. And they find out that he needed some help because there was a problem in the car. And the brothers who were with sheikh, so they helped her out. And when everything was done, so she came. That was a young lady. And she came to the sheikh. And she wanted to say thanks and appreciate, thank you that you favored me and this and that. So the sheikh said, no, you don't have to say thank you. I don't have given any favor to you. I just follow one of the duties assigned by my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what my Prophet told, that we have to help if some trouble. So I don't do anything. And she said, who is your Prophet? He said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tears came in her eyes, and she took Shahada and she became a Muslim. It's just last year. And she said, my husband is a Muslim. And for the last 10 years, he is preaching me Islam, Islam, Islam. But today what I have seen, your character and your humbleness and your way and your wisdom and your character, so my heart is saying that Islam is a true religion. And then she called her husband and he was also crying and they spoke to the sheikh. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the way to preach Islam. So we have to practically demonstrate these values taught by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time is always the issue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we become a true believer and we follow the great example and sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us intercession and shafaat and true love and ma'iyyat and company of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Wa'ahu wa ta'ala alhamdulillah.